This podcast is for educational purposes only, as well as to give you general information and a general understanding of the law, not to provide specific legal advice. By listening to this podcast, you understand that there is no attorney-client relationship between you and the host of the show. This podcast should not be used as a substitute for competent legal advice from a licensed professional attorney in your state. Hello, and welcome to Business Wise with your host, John Estefanos. John is a licensed attorney in California, a real estate broker, and a serial entrepreneur. His goal is to educate and inspire business owners and entrepreneurs everywhere to achieve their dreams and set up their business to achieve the most success possible.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Business Wise. I'm your host, John. Hope you guys are doing well, and I hope that you guys are having a productive week. As always, I'm very excited to be here talking to you guys, and I know that I have not been getting on to talk to you guys as frequent as I like, or not every Thursday, as I have mentioned to you guys before, but I have been very, very busy at work. It's been extremely hectic. I have an attorney that's about to go on maternity leave, and she will be out, so nonetheless, things are crazy, hectic, busy. I've been working long hours, so I know how you guys feel. For those of you that are putting in the hours, believe me, I'm right there with you. And I think what we're going to do is, from now until the end of the year, we are going to do every other Thursday. So I will be back on not next Thursday, the following Thursday. So it will be twice a month versus four times a month. That's just until the end of the year. And then starting the new year, we should go back to once a week, every Thursday. I will keep you guys posted to that. But I don't like doing this because I look forward to talking to you guys and doing these episodes, but I have to just to keep the workload going and to juggle everything else. So today we have an exciting episode. I would say it's very, very important. I need every single business owner that has at least one employee, that's it, one employee working for them to listen up, because this pertains to you. This relates to you. This should hit home hard with you. Okay. So any business owner that has at least one employee needs to listen. And today's topic, we are going to discuss workers' compensation insurance. Now, for those of you that follow and listen, I've done an episode before on insurance and the various types of insurance that a business should carry. And that was a good episode. I got a lot of feedback on it. But today I'm going to single out workers' compensation insurance and try to hit that as hard as I can so that you guys know exactly what it is and how it works. I'm going to start out by saying that, look, workers' compensation insurance is not an option for any business owner, okay? Again, if you have one, at least one employee, this is not an option. It's actually required. There is a law that requires it in the state of California. A while back, they've put legislation into place that mandates every business owner that has at least one employee to carry workers' compensation insurance. And those business owners that don't comply, believe it or not, can be subject to a misdemeanor, which can result in penalties, fines, and or jail time. And if you are asking the question, well, gee, John, who's going to come after me if I don't have this? The answer to that is the good old district attorney's office of the city or county you're in. They will come in and actually prosecute cases like this. And then the next question is, well, what are they going to charge me with? They'll charge you for workers' compensation fraud. on the idea that there is a law in the place and you are intentionally avoiding it. And the word intentionally goes to a state of mind, correct? And the reason you would be intentionally avoiding it is because there's a law in the place, right? And you can't be ignorant, okay? Because that can't be a defense. So the district attorney's office will come in and say, look, there was a law. You knew about the law and you avoided the law intentionally. And that's how we're going to get you on fraud. Look, folks, this is serious stuff. You cannot operate your business without having workers' compensation insurance. Now I'm going to break it down to you. I'm going to tell you what it is, how the business is charged. In other words, how do you pay the insurance company for this? How the insurance company ensures that they are charging you the right amount for insurance premium, which may not make sense now, but it will in a few minutes. I'm going to discuss what happens if you don't report accurate payroll figures to the insurance company. Okay, so we're going to discuss that. I'm going to discuss, I'll go into a little bit into what happens if you don't comply, and then why so many business owners don't decide to operate without workers' compensation insurance. So let's start kind of working through some of this stuff and discussing or starting out with what is it, okay? Workers' compensation is insurance that the business obtains in the event that the employee working for them gets injured at work and the injury is work-related. So in other words, it's only triggered if somebody is actually at work and gets injured on the job, okay? The state feels like there should be insurance for these people, okay? So because they're there, they're working, they get injured, there's got to be some kind of insurance that covers them. And sometimes these injuries can be permanent or semi-permanent. And if that does happen to an employee, that is very unfortunate. And that employee needs to be compensated. So that's how, that's what workers' compensation insurance is. The next thing I want to discuss is how the business is charged. Okay, so basically, workers' compensation is based on payroll figures, okay, and the nature of the business. And I'm going to discuss that a little bit and hit that home for you so that you understand. So basically, the insurance company will find out the nature of your business. Are you a tree cutting company where you have people up in the trees and, it's the risk of falling is high. And if you fall, you're falling from a very tall tree and you'll break bones. Or are you just, a dentist who hires, staff that just work in the office, and the only thing that could happen to that person is that they trip over a wire or something. So not every business is charged the same. Now, every business is charged on payroll figures, okay? So if you have $100,000 of payroll, okay, your rate for the dentist's office, if we want to keep that same example going, will be less than the tree cutting company that has employees up in the trees. So there is the payroll and then there is a rate factor. Okay. So it depends on the type of business. And then within the business, there's classifications. In other words, the guy that has the tree cutting company, he might have several classifications. In other words, the guys that actually cut the trees, that's one classification. And then the admin staff that just work in the office and they have nothing to do with trees will have a different classification. And I know that gets a little complicated, but this is why you need to consult with a good insurance agent and have them walk you through it. So what they'll do is they'll break up your payroll dollars on an annual basis. They'll say, well, how many tree cutters do you have? Okay, well, I got two tree cutters. They make up $70,000 of the payroll annually. And I have one person who's in the office and they get paid $30,000. I have a total of 100, but 70 is coming from tree cutters and 30 is coming from admin. So $70,000 of the payroll will be at one rate and $30,000 of the payroll will be at another rate. And the two rates combined will make your annual premium and you will pay that on a monthly basis. And that's how you are charged. Now, it seems like, right, just from listening to this, you're giving the insurance company your payroll figures and they're taking your word for it and giving you a policy. That's true with a big, big caveat. Every year, they will audit you. They will come in and say, it's time to do the annual workers' compensation audit. And what they do is they will ask for your payroll tax returns that have already been filed by your payroll company, or if you're doing them yourself, you have to give those over to them so that they can really see that you, in fact, were, you know, accurate with the payroll reporting you gave them. Now, if you are, if there's an overage, meaning you had more payroll than what you told them because throughout the year you've hired more employees, whatever it is, then you have to pay that difference. That difference is due to them. And if you have if you have the opposite scenario, which throughout the year you laid off people, you didn't have enough work, whatever, payroll dollars weren't as high as you told the insurance company when you got the policy, then they will actually give you a refund. They'll figure out what you should have paid versus what you paid, and they will actually give you a refund or ask you for additional money, okay? So that's how that works. Just know this, when you're working with an insurance company, a broker, whoever it is, the payroll dollars you give them, okay, have to be in line. Otherwise, you know, it could be to your benefit and you get a refund, but it also could be to your detriment and you have to pay more. That's why it's kind of always better to kind of not overstate it, but maybe overstate it just by a tad bit so that you don't have to come up with additional funds at the time of audit. So that right there is me telling you what happens if you don't report accurate payroll figures to the insurance company. I want to go back and say another thing that is taken into consideration on how much you are going to be charged is your track record, something in the industry called loss runs. I'm going to repeat that again, loss runs. That's kind of like a person's driving record, but it's your record for carrying workers' compensation insurance. We all know that if you have a bad driving record, the insurance company pulls up your record and says, look, you have one accident, two speeding tickets, we're gonna have to charge you more. It's the same idea for workers' compensation insurance. They have loss runs on you. In other words, they know if another carrier has paid out money on your behalf because you had a work-related you had an employee that had a work-related injury. And of course, the more of that you have, the higher your premium is. That rate factor that gets multiplied by your payroll becomes extremely high. And if I was listening to this, one question would be, if I was listening, I'd say, well, gee, what happens if my rate was so high that nobody wanted to give me insurance? kind of like, you know, sometimes people get have a hard time finding auto insurance. What happens? The state has created a program, State Fund. It's a state-funded workers' compensation program, and they will insure just about almost every business and any business. Of course, you don't want to get your insurance from them. You want to get it from conventional insurance carriers because it's cheaper. If you get to that level of the state, it's very, very expensive. Okay, so I just wanted to kind of, I missed that part. I wanted to go back to it because the loss runs determine what you will be charged. So now, so why is it that so many business owners decide to operate without workers' compensation insurance? The answer, very, very easy. Because it's expensive. Because it's an expense that no business owner really wants to pay for. Because in a lot of businesses, you may go 5-6 years without anybody realistically getting hurt. You may go 10-15, right? You don't know when that's going to happen. And some people say, why am I paying for this? I mean, I don't need it. It's expensive. I'm barely making it. And I get it, okay? But at the same time, I'm not going to tell you that it's okay. I'm going to say I completely disagree with anyone that says it's expensive because it's a law. You need to be in compliance. Remember when we started this show or this program a while back, I said my main goal is to keep you compliant because you need to be in compliance as a business owner. Because if you are out of compliance on a particular thing, it just creates a nightmare for you. And these nightmares are usually costly, and I'm trying to help you avoid this, okay? So please, please, please get over the fact that it's expensive and it's an additional expense. You have to, not because I said, this is no longer my opinion. This is something that is written down in the books. It's a law. You have to be in compliance. You have to get workers' comp. Now, what happens if you don't comply? Well, if you have an employee, they get injured, you don't have workers' compensation insurance, chances are they're going to go see an attorney because they want to be compensated. That attorney is going to sue you, okay? Now, guess what? You're probably going to have to settle and pay money out of pocket. You think it's going to be cheap? No. I've defended a lot of businesses that did not have workers' compensation insurance, and I can tell you, it's never cheap. You are looking at somewhere between $20,000 and $100,000, and if there's a death, God forbid, you're talking $1 million. So that's what happens if you don't carry it. Also, you can be sued by the Department of Industrial Relations. That's the state of California, which they govern the state of California Workers' Compensation Board. Okay? So you will get the state to actually sue you. Because what happens is this. When there's no insurance, there is a way for that attorney representing that employee to go to the state's uninsured employment fund and collect and recover from that fund. But that doesn't mean that you, as the business owner who failed to carry workers' compensation insurance, doesn't mean you're off the hook. That just means that they pay that employee, the state pays that employee, and then they come back and they sue the business owner for the money that they paid that employee. Because they paid this money on your behalf and they shouldn't have. Because you, as the business owner, should have had workers' compensation insurance and you failed to do so. And because you failed to do so, they incurred a loss and now they want to be made whole for what they paid. And that usually requires you to pay them and they will drag you into court. So even if that employee who's suing you is not very aggressive with you and gets recovery from the state can come in and get very, very aggressive with you. And I've seen this. I've represented this. You are talking to someone that has been through this. I've been through this because I've represented clients. I've been on both ends. I've represented that employee and I've represented that business. So I understand it very, very well. And I can tell you right now, it's never, never, never worth it. Just carry a policy and be done with it. Otherwise, you are messing with fire, okay? And you will be burnt. I'm sorry, this is just one of the times I'm gonna have to say it. You will be burnt. Bad. Bad. And that's not to mention that the state, when they sue you, can probably report you to other authorities. They could report you to the DA and have them open an investigation on you. I don't know. I've not seen that done. I'm going to be honest with you. But it can happen. I've heard and seen people get charged with workers' compensation fraud. So I know it's out there. I know it can happen. I know it's real. Haven't had none of my clients, be in that position. But I do have and have represented clients that were uninsured, and we had to deal with it. And we had to, throw money at the problem for it to go away. And look, you work hard. You don't need this. You go to work every day, you put tons of hours to make a living for you, or whether it's you and your family, and I don't want this to happen to you, okay? I don't want some lawsuit from the state, from an employee, or both take you down, because it can. It can, and it will. It's just a matter of time if you're not running the right way and or being in compliance. So I think I've hit workers' compensation very, very hard here. You know what it is. You know how you are going to be charged. It's based on payroll, the nature of the business, the classification codes that they give to certain positions, the loss runs, which is your track record. So you know how you're going to be charged. You know, I've explained to you that you do get audited, so that the insurance carrier you're with will audit you. So best believe that if you report underreported on the payroll figures, that you will have to pay additional premium. I've explained to you, why business owners don't like to have workers' compensation insurance, because it's expensive. And I've explained to you what will happen if you don't comply. And I think that's all you need to know about workers' compensation insurance. Now, I'm not an insurance agent. I'm not selling you insurance. But what I want you to do is to, if you don't have workers' compensation insurance, I want you to immediately reach out to an insurance broker who does workers' compensation insurance, pick their brain, talk to them, tell them all about your business, and get a policy going as soon as possible. This is for your protection and your protection only. So I think we are done for this episode. Again, I've had, I love talking to you guys. I'm usually very excited for Thursdays, so that I can get out here and educate you guys and give you the information you need and inspire you. And I hope that you guys just stay productive, work hard, give your business everything you got, because if you do, chances are very, very high that you will make it. Believe me, you are talking to someone that is right there with you. I'm putting in 60, 65 hours a week. And if you are doing the same thing, I'm here to tell you that I understand everything you're going through. And if you're not, hopefully you're making money and your business is in good shape, and that's why you're not doing it. But if you have a business and you're not putting these hours, and you think that by putting in the hours, your business will benefit, go ahead and put the hours, because you will benefit greatly from doing so. And again, as I mentioned early on in the episode, moving forward, we are going to be every other week, so every other Thursday until the end of the new, until the end of the year, and then starting the new year, we will go back to every Thursday. It was very, very exciting today. I'm glad I got to talk to you guys. Thank you so much for listening. Please subscribe and rate. Follow me on Instagram at BusinessWise Podcast and let me know any topics you would like discussed. Thank you.
This podcast is for educational purposes only, as well as to give you general information and a general understanding of the law, not to provide specific legal advice. By listening to this podcast, you understand that there is no attorney-client relationship between you and the host of the show. This podcast should not be used as a substitute for competent legal advice from a licensed professional attorney in your state.